The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. Great. Okay. So, hello and welcome everyone. Whether you're joining us on Zoom, many of you are, and also those joining on YouTube, hello, greetings, welcome to this rendition of Happy Hour. So with the theme I'd like to invite us to practice with today is relating to metta, relating to warm-heartedness, offering safety, offering goodwill, offering goodness, is how a sense of enoughness, just bringing a sense of it's enough, it's okay, it's enough, this is enough, I'm enough in this moment. Just showing up is enough. Maybe you've had a hard day. It's been a long day. And just showing up, sitting in Sangha, or maybe if you're listening to this audio later, on your own, just showing up, making an attempt. This is enough. This is enough. A sense of comfort, of not always driving ourselves ragged, more, but it's okay. Opening up to the enoughness of this moment, enoughness of this amazing being who is ourselves and is doing their best. It's enough. This is enough. And maybe through this acceptance of the enoughness, or rather the plenty of this moment, we can appreciate and see and really touch into this care, this sense of care, this sense of holding of ourselves, this non-judgment. It's a sense of enoughness, actually, is the opposite of self-judgment, because self-judgment is not, oh, that's not good enough, you're not good enough, this is not good enough, you should be doing this, that, or not be doing. But it's okay, sweetheart. It's okay, dear heart. It's enough. Ah, sense of solace, calm. So metta, warm-heartedness, loving-kindness, showing up in this other, wearing the clothes of, it's enough, this is enough, can be a very soothing, calming metta, not necessarily very energized or energetic. Ah, so as you know by now, you're getting to know that metta, loving kindness, can show up in practice in so many ways. It can wear many, many, many different beautiful guises. So this is one way I'm inviting us to explore it. It's not very energetic, but very calming. It becomes more similar, more expressive of itself, similar to equanimity. This is a calming, soothing, because of course equanimity, upekkha, is a practice. That's one of the Brahma Viharas, one of the four heavenly abodes. Metta being the first one, equanimity being the fourth one. They're related. Of course, they're related. So this way of, this is enough. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's expressing, metta expressing itself, its similarity or its relationship with equanimity in this way of showing up, in this nuanced way, comforting way of showing up. So that's all I want to say to set up the space for our practice together. So let's meditate together. Let's meditate. So I'd like to invite you to land in your posture, whether sitting, standing, lying down. And if it's comfortable for you to close your eyes softening, relaxing this body. And whatever is present in this moment, opening up to it. Could be a lot of energy present. There could be lack of energy, fatigue perhaps. The end of the day. Maybe there's achiness present in the body. Maybe there's excitement about this period of practice, taking refuge together. Allowing the breath to move through. The breath to breathe you, showing up in the abdomen. And wherever there is tightness, maybe lower back. Or your forehead. Invite the breath to move through and calm, soothe, like a soothing ointment to whatever might be tight in the body, in the mind, in the heart. And if thoughts are arising, it's okay. It's all right. It's what minds do. Offering that, oh, sweetheart, dear mind, this moment is plenty. There is so much here. Really, no need to try to entertain the thoughts of the future, the past, regrets. This moment is plenty. It's enough. Let's rest, dear heart. Let's rest. Let there be kindness. not judgment, not kicking the mind for thinking, but inviting it to appreciate how much goodness there is here in this moment of just sitting, being breathed, being silent, contented. Such exquisite training. Such exquisite way of being. Simple enough. At any point, noticing the mind, the heart wants to wander, is trembling, to dart here and there. Again, with kindness, oh sweetheart, it's okay. This moment is enough. See, there is so much here. This moment is more fulfilling with kindness, with spaciousness. Then darting to the past, future. Rest, rest. Be cared for. Dear heart, dear mind. Right here with the lullaby of the breath. Now, besides comforting the mind, the heart, that this moment is enough. There's so much here in comfort, in refuge. Can also bring in, if you wish, that just showing up, however you're showing up with your intention, that this is enough, this showing up is enough. So if you're knocking on the temple door, it's proverbial temple door of peace, ease, awakening, just showing up is enough. Let the body have ease, be relaxed and soft. The breath soothing, calming, connecting you to the present moment, this breath. Like an anchor into the ocean of now. And maybe now and then drop in the word enough or plenty. This is enough. This is plenty. This right here, whatever this means, this showing up, this being who is me, this moment, this body, this opportunity, all these gifts of the present moment. Let there be kindness, as if Your fairy godmother is showing you the enoughness of your heart, enoughness of everything, with kindness. And if the mind or heart, the body at any time becomes petulant, the fairy godmother is caring, loving, eternally patient. This is enough. Please see, shows you. All the things maybe you haven't seen or taking for granted. Notice the mind that feels scarcity. This is not good enough. I want to do something. Or you're failing. Your mind is wondering, this is not good enough. Notice that mind. And love it. Offer it kindness, safety. It's okay. It's all right. Dear mind that wants something else. It's okay. It's all right. The fairy godmother of this moment loves everything that's arising, even the mind of scarcity. Offer it kindness, goodness. Let it relax. Not feeling pushed out. You're welcome to experiment. There is a particular angle of insufficiency about yourself, or present, or what you have, what you do. You can try the different incantations of enough, sufficiency. I have enough. Or I do enough. I am enough. It's my intentions, my wholeheartedness, my goodness, to really turn the mind to see the good. Again, not a practice of complacency, but to really see sufficiency. Sufficiency. Which can still leave room for aspiration. But let's turn towards sufficiency. To see the plenty. So that the heart feels replenished in its plenty. This is enough. This is plenty. What happens if you nourish your heart for just these few minutes in sufficiency? Be curious. What might happen? You can always go back to insufficiency, but just right now, what happens? For the heart to feel its sufficiency in this moment. And as we bring this practice period to a close, whatever arose or did not arise during this practice period, it was enough, more than enough. Can we see it? Can we appreciate it with gratitude for whatever it was? Ah, exhaling into sufficiency, into completeness. I've done my best, trusting that seeds of contentment have been planted, of kindness. They will flower. The time that we least expected. May all beings everywhere, may all beings everywhere know their own goodness, their own sufficiency. May we too. May we wake up. Our goodness, our completeness, our fullness, together with all beings everywhere. Thank you all for your practice. We have time. If there are questions, reflections, reports from the field, you're welcome to type in chat. If it's just to me, private, I won't read your name. If it's to everyone, I will read your name also. You can raise your Zoom hand. If it's your physical hand, I will not see you. And you're invited to offer any reflections, any aha moments, any challenges, anything as a gift to others. One of you says, thank you, fairy godmother. You're welcome. All your fairy godmothers are welcome. Yes, Fred, please.
Thank you, Nikki. I find it relatively easy to think, certainly I have enough in the material side of life and in, you know, the many ways that that plays out. But as I come back to feeling, am I enough now? Am I sufficient in my aspiration and my efforts to be as I want in the world? To be more open, to be more loving, to be engaged in useful ways. You know, the answer is no, I'm not. And I think you're asking us to simultaneously maintain two contradictory ideas, that to not let go of aspiration and effort, but perhaps to also say, well, you know, that's one can aspire and still feel some peaceableness in the present effort.
Exactly, Fred. Right on. And you put it so eloquently. Thank you. That's exactly it. And don't mute yourself just yet. It's like the Suzuki Roshi famous line, you are perfect as you are, and you can use a little improvement. How is that? That's exactly the intention, because there needs to be a sense of, because the you need a little improvement alone It brings tightness in the heart and the mind, as you know, and there's a sense of insufficiency and lacking and envy and or shame or whatever. It's like it's not conducive. So there needs to be a sense of I'm enough, or there's enoughness. There's a sense of sufficiency, gladness, goodness that the heart can feel settled and rested in so that it can aspire for further goodness. Exactly. Yeah, right on.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Not easy to do, but thank
you. It's not. And yet I so appreciate that you verbalized you really brought out what the intention was here. So I really appreciate you for doing that. Thanks, Fred. Yeah. Yeah. Couple of reflections here. Let's see, Christine, who says, enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here, this opening to life, we have refused again and again until now. David White. Oh, yeah, beautiful. I love that poem. Actually, I think I've seen that poem before. Had I remembered, I would have brought it in. But thank you for bringing it in. This is perfect, Christine. Thank you. That's lovely. And maybe Neil would also share that poem later in the Google mailing list, Google Groups. Fazl says, thank you for that question, Fred. That's been on my mind. Yes, thank you, Fred. That's great. Pat says, such a relief for the practice of just enough after a long, involved day. Yeah, sometimes it's, yeah, appreciation coming. Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Christine. I think you sent that just to me, not to the group. This was private, so if you want to send it to everyone, you're welcome to. Ah, Nadine, I just saw your hand, please.
Yeah, so... something kind of funny happened when I'm, you know, pushing thoughts away and just being present. The thoughts are always kind of words in my mind, I'm talking to myself. And suddenly my mind just shot me a picture. And I thought, oh, sneaky mind. What a sneaky mind. It's like, you're not talking, but you shot me a picture. And I just pushed that away too. That was the first time I have my mind ever tricked me with a picture.
It's interesting. It's cute. Many minds do that. So here's an invitation I have, Nadine. So when all the thoughts come, and also if picture is coming in now that the mind is, you know, presenting pictures, it's not unusual. See what happens if you shift your position from pushing it away. You know, your hand gesture was also like this, pushing it away, instead of welcoming it. Mm. See what happens if you do that. Oh, hello, dear mind. Hi, sweetheart. You're calm. Sit down. Calm. See, there is so much plenty. There's so much goodness here. So see if you just shift it around. See what happens. Be curious. Does maybe, that make sense, what I'm suggesting?
Maybe it'll send me a pretty picture. Thank you.
It's all, just bring it here. Come here. It's okay. Because that pushing, that movement of the heart, that movement of the mind, which actually you represented beautifully. And that can actually create more involvement in thinking, that energy. So I'm inviting you to bring more, just more care, more attention, more love to that movement. It's not needed. And it's not about giving into thinking and ruminating, but it actually shifts the dynamic. And I invite you to be curious about that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So, one last reflection. This one is private. Thank you, Nikki. I have been in a lot of emotional pain over the past 24 hours. Many feelings of worthlessness and inadequacy. This practice really helped to soothe me. Ah, Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. May it provide comfort and to see the goodness within. You're here, you're practicing. There's so much goodness here already. So much goodness. So, dear ones, let us turn our attention to practicing in small groups, in small breakout groups. So roughly size of three, and here are some invitations. So please listen up, especially if you're relatively new to Happy Hour. So the invitation in the groups is you speak only from your own experience. You don't ask questions, you don't direct, you don't manage the group. You just offer a nugget from yourself. And also pay attention to what is appropriate to say or not to say, what's too much to say. And you're also always welcome to say, pass and hold silent space. That's okay too. And then the next person will say something, and then the next person, and they'll come back to you. So make your peace pretty short, just one nugget of thought. It's not a long monologue. It's just one nugget of thought that the next person come round and round. And be kind to yourself and especially kind to others. Holding each other with care, with appreciation, with metta. These are your siblings in practice. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. And let's speak in reverse alphabetical order tonight. And I'm going to open the rooms. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. Okay. The rooms are closed. Everybody's back. Welcome back, everyone. And I realize it's exactly 7 o'clock. So we're right on time, since we had such lovely reflections before we went into the group. If there are any last-minute reflections, feel free to type them in chat. But otherwise, maybe we'll bring our session to a close. Thank you all for your practice. Thank you for showing up. And may we all recognize our goodness, our enoughness, that we're perfect just the way we are, and that we can use a little bit of improvement. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Here we go. Thank you all. Be well. And now I stop the recording.